From somewhere in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami audio podcast. And here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami. Forget that other poll. Texas remains atop the Swamp Swami Top 25 this week. Heading into last weekend's football games, the Associated Press and the SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 both agree that the University of Texas was the number one team in the land. On Saturday, Texas took care of business by pounding hapless Mississippi State 35-13 and moved to 5-0 on the season. The Longhorns rang up over 500 yards in total offense, and the defense allowed less than 300 yards to the Bulldogs. Yet, the Associated Press dropped Texas to number two after that win. Why did they do that? Because on Saturday night on national television, Alabama jumped to a surprising 30-7 halftime lead on the previously unbeaten Georgia Bulldogs. But in the second half, Georgia turned the tables and grabbed a brief 34-33 lead with just 2 minutes to go. The 4-0 Crimson Tide, though, rallied with a very impressive touchdown pass of their own to escape with a 41-34 win over the 3-1 Dogs. Yes, that Alabama-Georgia game had a very thrilling finish. This game was a tale of two halves, with Bama operating flawlessly in that first half to open up a big lead. And if you turned the game off at halftime, well, you missed watching Georgia's offense waking up and carving Alabama's pass defense like a Thanksgiving Day turkey. However, the stats prove that this game was less than flawless by both teams. Georgia committed four turnovers against Alabama. Quarterback Carson Beck had three passes intercepted, including his final toss toward the goal line in the last minute, which ended Georgia's chances. In most games, the teams with three interceptions and a fumble rarely win, but Georgia almost pulled that off on Saturday night. The Crimson Tide offense was, wait for it, rolling in the first half. The Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe looked like a Heisman Trophy winner with his pinpoint passing and timely running on full display while Alabama took a commanding lead in the second quarter. But apparently Alabama's defense decided to stay in the locker room at halftime. The Tide surrendered one pass completion after another as Georgia rallied time after time to create a fantastic finish. The weakness being displayed by Alabama's pass defense was duly noted by future opponents, including their longtime rivals down in Baton Rouge. Alabama's electric freshman wide receiver Ryan Williams saved the game for Bama with his amazing 75-yard catch, spin, and run down the sidelines for a final touchdown in this game. And as a reward for this highly rated television performance, the Associated Press voters bumped the University of Alabama up three spots from number four a week ago all the way into the number one position in their poll this week. Not me, though.
Not so fast!
The Associated Press poll continues to be a beauty contest with very little regard for teams which continue to prove their mettle on the field every week. How else can you explain why the AP voters left 5-0 Duke out of their survey and 4-0 teams like Navy, James Madison, Pitt, Rutgers, and Army all completely left out of the AP Top 25 rankings last week? You need another example? Why did the Associated Press leave Ole Miss at number 12 this week? The formerly unbeaten Rebels and their high-speed offense were kept off balance Saturday by the Kentucky Wildcat defense. Kentucky, which has now moved up to 3-2, handed Ole Miss a 20-17 loss in Oxford to drop the Rebels to 4-1. The Ole Miss offense was held to about 350 yards in that game and never developed any kind of a rhythm in Saturday's ballgame. After being embarrassed at home 31-6 by South Carolina early this year, the Kentucky defense has become quite stingy of late. The Wildcats have allowed just 13 points to Georgia and only 17 to Ole Miss last Saturday afternoon. For the Ole Miss Rebels, the Associated Press dropped them from number 6 last week down to number 12 this week. But in my rankings, the Rebels have dropped all the way back to number 30 for this week. With their best win of the season coming over 3-2 Georgia Southern, the Ole Miss Rebels have got to regroup and put some more W's on the board before they'll return to my top 25 teams. Need another example of the AP's head-scratchers? Why is 3-1 USC rated higher at number 11 than 5-0 BYU and 5-0 Indiana? Well, that's what many of us football fans refer to as the West Coast bias. Southern Cal was fortunate to have prevailed 27-20 against 4-1 LSU in their season openers. The Trojans would lose at 4-1 Michigan, and then they had to rally from a 21-10 halftime deficit on Saturday before they subdued a relatively weak 2-2 Wisconsin team. Though USC is certainly a top one-loss team, are they really worthy of a number 11 AP ranking this week when you compare that to other unbeaten 5-0 teams like Brigham Young, AP's number 17 team, and Indiana, which is number 23 in the AP poll this week? In my poll, USC is ranked number 41. Yeah, that's true. By the way, Brigham Young totally destroyed this week's AP number 20 team, Kansas State, by a 38-9 margin earlier this year. And Indiana, which is 5-0 for the first time since 1967, the Hoosiers gave Maryland their second loss of the year last weekend, 42-28. Biased? Who, me? Though the Associated Press voters are definitely biased toward the big schools, you can tell. My SwampSwamiSports.com poll is definitely tilted toward rewarding teams with the most wins and fewest losses, regardless of their conference, each and every week. If unbeaten teams like Duke, Navy, James Madison, and Army have beaten every team that they've played thus far in 2024, why shouldn't they receive recognition for having a perfect record through last weekend's play? And that's the main reason why I developed this ranking system of my own. Though several of these one-loss teams will eventually return to my rankings toward the season's end, these smaller conference teams should not be penalized if they've won every game on their schedule thus far in 2024. And before we go to our rankings, let's congratulate Miami of Ohio, Old Dominion, New Mexico, and Wyoming. Yes, the Red Hawks, the Monarchs, Lobos, and Cowboys all picked up their first win of the season last weekend. And that leaves just three of the 134 FBS large schools without a victory in 2024. UTEP and newcomer Kennesaw State are now 0-4, and the Kent State Golden Flashes drop to a woeful 0-5. Perhaps this week we'll see one or more of those teams break into the win column. So now, it's time to raise the curtain on the SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 rankings for the week ending Saturday, September 28, 2024. There are 19 undefeated teams left, so we'll start now with the top-rated one-loss teams at number 25. It's the Colorado Buffaloes, who soundly defeated UCF last weekend, 48-21. At number 24, the University of Nebraska. Coming in at number 23 this week from the Pac-2 Conference, it's the Washington State Cougars at 4-1. Also at 4-1 from the Big 12, it's the Texas Tech Red Raiders, who will visit 3-1 Arizona this Saturday night, the late night game at 10 p.m. on Fox. Number 21 this week from the Big 10 after their first loss of the year, the Illinois Fighting Illini. They have this week off, as does number 20, Notre Dame, who's also 4-1. And now the unbeaten teams. First, number 19 from the American Conference, it's the Army, which will march into Tulsa to play an 11 a.m. Saturday game on ESPNU. Number 18 this week from the Big Ten at 4-0, it's Rutgers. Number 17 out of Conference USA at 4-0, Liberty Flames. Number 16 this week from the Southeastern Conference, the Missouri Tigers, who will travel to College Station, Texas, to play the Aggies at 11 a.m. Saturday on ABC. Number 15 this week from the ACC, the Pitt Panthers. Number 14 from the Sun Belt Conference at 4-0, the James Madison Dukes. Now they'll visit Monroe, Louisiana and play the 3-1 ULM Warhawks at game Saturday night at 6 p.m. in Malone Stadium on ESPNU if you can't make it to the game. Number 13 this week, moving all the way up. See, I told you they would. The Ohio State Buckeyes are now 4-0 and they'll host 3-1 Iowa, 2:30 this Saturday on CBS. Number 12 this week, moving up also from the SEC, that team we talked about earlier, the Alabama Crimson Tide. They'll travel to 2-3 Vanderbilt for a game at 3:15 this Saturday on the SEC Network. Number 11, what a game last weekend from UNLV, and they'll be at home this Friday night at 8:30 p.m. on FS1 to play 3-1 Syracuse. That should be a good game. Now here's our top 10. Out of the Big 12 Conference, it's Iowa State at 4-0. Number 9 this week from the Big 10, it's Oregon. And the Ducks will host 3-2 Michigan State Friday night at 8 p.m. on Fox. Number 8 this week from the American Conference at 4-0, It's the Naval Academy, and they will travel to play 1-3 Air Force Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on CBS. Number 7 this week after an impressive home win last weekend, it's the Penn State Nittany Lions. Number 6 from the Southeastern Conference, our best 4-0 team, the Tennessee Volunteers. They'll travel to 3-2 Arkansas for a 6:30 p.m. game Saturday night on ABC. Now your top 5. From the ACC at 5-0, the Miami Hurricane. They will travel to 3-1 California. It'll be ESPN's first ever visit on game day this Saturday, but the game itself comes on at 9:30 p.m. on ESPN. Number 4 this week, surprise from the ACC, the Duke Blue Devils. They're on the road at 3-2 Georgia Tech, 7 p.m. on the ACC network. At number 3 this week from the Big Ten, at 5-0 for the first time since 1967, the Indiana Hoosiers. Now their next game will be at Northwestern in Chicago, Saturday 2:30 on the Big Ten network. Number 2 this week out of the Big 12 at 5-0, it's the Brigham Young Cougars. They are off this coming week, as are our number 1 team again this week from the Southeastern Conference. Sounds odd to say that, doesn't it? It's the Texas Longhorns, who have the week off and will get ready to play 4-1 Oklahoma next weekend in Dallas in the State Fair game. Come back and check us out next week. I'm Swamp Swami.